Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Anime Podcast. Now, today I'm going to be talking about Boruto, but more specifically, I'm going to be talking about Orochimaru and whether or not we should be trusting Orochimaru as a changed man. And my short answer to that would be no, which would, if everybody had a question, answer, right? Like, no one trusts Orochimaru, only Naruto. I think one of the reasons Naruto thinks he can trust Orochimaru is because he's strong enough to, you know, correct anything that Orochimaru might do to, right? Naruto is probably thinking, hey, I'm powerful. Plus, he's probably thinking he needs his help. Because, believe it or not, that's one of the things about life, you know, about powerful people, about leverage. See, when you have leverage, even if the whole world aids you, even if you're a real piece of shit, once you have leverage, it's hard for someone to kill you because you're what would be considered valuable. You have valuable leverage. Believe it or not, Orochimaru is very valuable. Not just to Naruto and the Leaf Village, but to a lot of people, which is why we cannot trust him. Because Orochimaru is so valuable and so important of a scientist, he's not only important to the Leaf Village, which is what makes him very worrisome. No, right now, Naruto and Sasuke are very powerful. They're thinking that they can keep Orochimaru in line with their because they're powerful, which might be true. And at the same time, it seems like Orochimaru has genuinely changed, which might be truth as well. But again, the point I'm trying to make is that Orochimaru is too valuable and too powerful. And there's a saying that power corrupts absolutely, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. No, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's the saying, right? And Orochimaru is a very powerful man who is being sought after by very powerful people. Now, let's zoom in a little bit and take a look at the organization called Kara. Now, Kara is dabbling in a lot of scientific shit as well as ninja shit, you know. And right now, it seems that they have some link to the Otsuki clan, right? Otsuki, I'm not too sure if I'm pronouncing that right. I hope I am, right? Now, Kara, again, seems to have some association with Otsuki clan, because Otsuki clan, right? Jigen. I really need to know how to pronounce this guy's name, right? He was developing in Kawaki the same thing that Boruto has, which was the curse mark, the Otsuki curse mark, right? Which was only attainable by either killing a Otsuki. Right? I think that's it, right? Now, let's take a look at what's that guy's name again? Orochimaru's son. What is it? Mitsuki. Let's take a look at Mitsuki. Sage mode. If you remember, Tenori, his sage mode form looks exactly like the form that Tenori was in when he was fighting against Naruto, right? And if you remember right now, is that Boruto has been getting dreams, at least in the anime, about Tenori, right? Now, let's go back now to Orochimaru. The point why I list all of these points is to say that Orochimaru is mixed up in this some way, somehow. Now, boom. Kara organization, again, is doing a lot of scientific research. Orochimaru is primarily a scientist. Right? Shit. Mitsuki is a science project for Orochimaru at this point. There's been plenty of Mitsuki before this Mitsuki. Right? This Mitsuki is what we'd call the perfect specimen. Right? The most perfect form of the test of the experiment that Orochimaru is running, right? This is what this Mitsuki is, right? Now, again, Naruto is privy to a lot of this information, and Naruto don't trust Orochimaru totally, which is why he has thing there. What's his name? That's the guy with the first cells, the wood style again. Yamato? No, not Yamato. What's his name? Is that his name? Anyway, the wood special guy watching Orochimaru, right? He don't totally trust him. Orochimaru knows that the Leaf don't totally trust him. Now, let's try to zoom in into Orochimaru's psyche. Orochimaru is the man who's going to go wherever something is beneficial to him. That's him, right? In the war, he was following behind Sasuke. You know, his excuse was that, hey, I've done a lot of shit, and I'm no back of life, and this big war is going on. I prefer probably keep myself quiet. I'll just follow behind Sasuke. He technically killed me once, so let's follow him for now. That was just a self-preservation thing. As a scientist, he was just curious to see what Sasuke would do, what he would not be doing. Right? I think so. So that was just something curious. Now, there's this powerful organization like Kara and others, plus there's also Orochimaru's own self-interest and interest as a scientist, as a powerful being, right? He's basically an immortal being, which means that even though he's now seemingly allied to the Leaf Village, he's probably going to outlive Naruto, Sasuke, and all, probably outlive the Leaf Village, because right now the Leaf Village is overrun by technology. Globalization is taking place in the ninja world. So in the next couple of years, the Leaf Village might not be there. We might not have a unified ninja world, right? And so Orochimaru is possibly going to outlive all of these guys, which means he's only aligned with, seemingly aligned with the Leaf Village, probably because it's beneficial to him, probably because he realized that, hey, at this stage right now, I cannot fight and win against Naruto and Sasuke. Get me? So he's, okay, I'm going to bide my time, work on my experiment, and live my life. And so that is why my answer is no, you should not trust Orochimaru. Now, I'm going to go into some more details on this. But before that, I've got to pay some bills. And, you know, this is a podcast, and a podcast don't pay itself. Right, so I'm going to be playing a sponsored audio. If you hear it, you hear it. If you don't hear it, no, you don't hear it. Just please stick around for the next. I'll be back, right, in a minute. Yeah, welcome back. So we're on the topic of should we trust that Orochimaru is a changed man and is no longer trying to do any evil. Now, I've said a lot in the previous clip. Now, I'm going to be expounding on that some more. Now, let's get into it. Now, the first time we got introduced to Orochimaru was when he was trying to take over the Leaf Village. Right, he attacked the Leaf Village with the help of the Sand Ninjas, where he killed Kazekage and was, you know, masquerading as a Kazekage. But he lost that and thing. And so, for the most of Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, Orochimaru was an underlined villain who was trying to perfect his immortality as well as gain the perfect body, which he thought would be Sasuke Uchiha. Now, I wouldn't say Orochimaru is per se an hell-bent evil character, right? No, I would not say that. Of course, he is evil. He has done a lot of evil. But I wouldn't say that at his core, there's an evil in him that is driving him. No, I would say at his core, he's a scientist who is driven to explore and to do a lot of things, because remember, he was doing a lot of inhuman experiments. That was one of the reasons why he was chased out of the Leaf Village, if you remember, right? When the third, because he was experimenting on kids and kidnapping kids and stuff like that with the first genes and all of that. That was how Captain Yamato, was the hood style guy, was made, right? He was going out of bounds and doing some illegal experiment, because realistically he was thinking that he was supposed to be next in line to become an Hokage. And I think most people at that time believed that he was going to be next in line for Hokage. And that didn't happen, and that was one of the main reasons why he attacked the Leaf Village, because now he was banished from the Leaf Village that he grew up in, possibly loved. And he was hurt because his own teacher did that to him, and he was overlooked for Hokage, which was how the fourth became the Hokage and stuff like that. Then the fourth died and the third had to step in again. And so at Orochimaru's core, I wouldn't say he's a evil person per se. I would say that he's a scientist at heart who delve into doing evil, as delve into doing unscrupulous things in and his mission to I would say that he's someone who is driven to to prove a point or to experiment and to for scientific purposes, and who do a lot of evil because of that, right? And so right now, I think the point earlier is that, listen, I am cool as long as I can do the things that I want to do within the realms of what would be considered good. But what happens when he wants to do something that is outside of what would be considered good, acceptable for his alliance right now with the Leaf Village, right? And this is the problem that we have. Again, as I said earlier in the last part of the clip, is that Urchimer is practically immortal at this point, right? Mm-hmm. Having an immortal body and an immortal soul means you're going to get bored of the current rules and regulations that are currently restricting you as a person, because you're going to realize that I am technically bigger than these rules and regulations. These rules are set by people who are not immortal, who cannot experience life the way that I experience life. And so, therefore, I'm going to have to do something about it, right? And again, Urchimer is powerful, and where there's power, there's corruption. Urchimer is going to want to flex his power eventually. Urchimer is going to probably doing experiments right now that is not acceptable. And as soon as Naruto find out, or the Hokage, or the people in charge find out, that's going to be problematic, right? First of all, they have Yamato watching Orochimaru. Yamato is in no way powerful enough to be monitoring Orochimaru. Come on. Right? What else? Again, I also mentioned the Kara organization. Who knows? At some point in the future, they might reach out to Orochimaru for some help in their experimentation. Right? Again, I mentioned that Mitsuki is an experiment, right? And his Sage Mode form seems to resemble that of Tonori, right? And so what we find is that there's a lot of reason why you shouldn't trust in Urchimaru right now. Lots of reason why Urchimaru is not trustworthy right now. And that's what I think. So let me know what you guys think of this. Make sure you guys like, follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do to make sure you stay tuned to this podcast. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. All right, peace, love, have a good day, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.